安息圣日早上的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是天国好像买卖的。
Today's Sabbath day morning service, and the topic for our mutual encouragement today is the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
我们请看马太福音13章45节46节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 to verse 46.
马太福音13章45节46节
Matthew chapter 13 verse 45 to 46
天国好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Verse 45 Again the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls.46. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
主耶稣在马太福音13章里面呢，讲了很多的比喻。
Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 13 talked a lot about many different parables.
那这个比喻是他第六个的比喻。
And this parable that we're going to talk about today is his sixth parable.
是在屋子里面向门徒所说的比喻。
And this parable was told by Jesus inside a house, told to his disciples.
那在马太福音13章里面的八个比喻里面呢，有六个说天国好像什么，好像什么。
And in out of the eight parables told in chapter 13, six of them were talking about the kingdom of heaven is like so and so.
那么有关天国呢，可以指着神的教会。
And Kingdom of Heaven is like the Church of God.
那么也就是说，这个比喻里面呢，有提到商人跟这个珠宝。
And in this parable that we talks about a merchant and fine pearls.
商人是指的主耶稣。
The merchant is a representation of Jesus Christ.
那么珠子呢，是指的神的教会。
And fine pearls represents the true church.
但是在这个比喻里面呢，主耶稣扮演了好几种的角色。
And in this parable, Jesus Christ played many different roles.
因为呢，教会的产生呢，也是从基督耶稣被钉十字架而产生教会出来。
Because the establishment of the true church was because of nailing Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
所以在这个比喻里面，无论是商人或者是宝贵的珠子呢，都跟主耶稣有连带关系。
And in this parable, it doesn't matter whether the merchant or the fine pearl, all is has association with Jesus Christ.
那么教会的成员呢，就是我们这些弟兄姐妹。
And the members of the church are brothers and sisters.
那么无论是商人或者是珠子，都跟我们弟兄姐妹也有关系的。
And we also have a whether the merchant or the fine pearl, we also have a relationship with them.
那么早上要提出来的就是有关珠子的有几个特色给我们做参考。
And today, what I'm going to tell you about is the characteristics of these fine pearls.
那么这个珍珠的产生呢，是由蚌受伤，有外物来侵入它，然后呢，它吐出它的有盖足的液体把它包起来。
And this establishment of this fine pearl was because of because of the clam. There was some kind of chemical reaction in the clam that caused this fine pearl to be created.
当它受伤的时候呢，它就吐出它有盖足的液体，一层一层把它包起来。后来呢，就成为珍珠啊。
And when this clam is hurt, it will spit out a certain kind of fluid that will create this pearl.
这个除了主耶稣他受苦受伤以后产生教会以外
，And this also represents Jesus Christ when he suffers and it creates the church.
也可以指着我们弟兄姐妹呢，能够成为上等的神的儿女。是很尊贵很有价值的必须要首先呢受到这个熬炼
And it also represents us members of the church brothers and sisters well, to become this fine pearl we also must suffer
那么整个教会来说呢，到主要来之前能够成为完全没有瑕疵的教会，在这之前呢也要遭受熬炼。
And for the true church to become a perfect church without any wrong, before this we must also suffer.
那么我们信徒也可以扮演商人。
The members of the church can also play the role of the merchant.
当然呢，商人要有远大的这个眼光啊。
Also, the merchant needs to have a good eyesight.
他在他的内心呢，有很大的抱负。
And in his heart, he must have a certain kind of power to go ahead.
还有呢，有一股热情的心。
And also have a zealous heart.
他才能够在商场上来发挥他的才能。
And therefore, when he is trading with one another, he can show his good characteristics.
那么一个商人的成功呢，可以获得有很多的利益。
For a merchant to be successful, he can receive a lot of different kind of meanings.
所以信徒扮演商人，如果成功的话呢，将来的赏赐也是很大。
And so as a member playing the role of the merchant, in the future you'll have a lot of blessings also.
那么我们先扮演要成为一个尊贵的珍珠啊。
Let's first play the role of the fine pearl.
我们要接受由神来、由人来各方面的这种考验。
We must face trials and different kind of trials from either from God or from men.
我们请看彼得前书第一章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
彼得前书第一章第七节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀珍贵。信心要经过试验。
Faith needs to go under trial.
信心是没有标准的。
There's no standard for faith.
信心是看不见的。
You cannot see faith.
当然呢，要成为有生命的信心。
Of course, if you need to have this faith that has life within it.
也就是说，活的信心。
Which is a lifeful faith.
这个不是在语言上能够表达的。
This is not something that can describe through words.
是在内心的立志而付出行动表现出来的。
It is something that comes out from your heart and you put this into action.
每个人都有信心。
Every one of us has faith.
但是信心的层次呢，很难去分析。
But it is hard to determine and differentiate the different levels of faith.
因为人的分析是凭着看得见的。
Because how people determine the level of faith is through human eyesight.
但是呢，在信心的本质里面呢，有很多人是看不见的。
But in the characteristics of faith, there are many things that human eye cannot see.
因此呢，在平时一个人的信心是在乎主耶稣啊。
And the faith is about whether they care about Jesus or not.
但是人常常借用主耶稣的权力呢，来评审人的信心。
But oftentimes humans usually use the words of God to determine other people's faith.
那这样会造成伤害的。
And this will hurt another person.
但是有时候一个人的伤害就成为一个人的宿念。
But sometimes this suffer that this person might go to is also a trial that they might go to.
所以我们弟兄姐妹呢，受试验，这个是在神的计划里面必定的。
So when brothers and sisters suffer and go through trials, this is under the will of God.
因为要为了要使我们成为更加宝贵的。
It is so that we may become more finer and more precious.
好像珍珠的产生就必须要先受到受伤以后呢，才能够产生这个尊贵的珍珠。
And it's just like this fine pearl here that we talk about. This fine pearl must also suffer until it can become this fine.
那么有关呢这种考验呢是多方面的、多层次的。
And about this kind of suffering and trials, there's many on different kinds of levels.
所以雅各书第一章里面就提到呢，有百般的试炼。
And therefore, in James chapter 1, it talks about different kinds of trials and temptations.
那这个百般呢，包括神在内，有时候包括撒旦在内，也有包括人在内。
This kind of trials may come from Satan, God, or men.
人也会成为神的工具, 也会成为撒旦的工具。
Human also may be the tools of God or the tools of Satan.
那一个人受伤当然是非常的痛苦。
Of course, when a person goes through suffering, it is very hard.
但是当他的伤完成痊愈以后呢, 他会显为更为宝贵。
But then, when this pain goes away, they'll realize what is more precious.
所以为什么诗篇里面提到一人都有苦难呢?
Therefore, in the book of Psalms, it talks about the righteous man will face more suffering.
那当然这种苦难是有形跟无形的。
Of course, this kind of suffering can be visible or invisible.
但实际上呢, 他就在养成, 他在神面前一直地提升他的灵性。
But through, in the eyes of God, what God sees is you're regaining and gaining more spiritual.
好像呢, 金子从矿山开出来的时候,
it's just like gold, you mine gold from the mine.
有很多的杂质在里面,
there are a lot of different kinds of other minerals in it.
但经过这个火炉的熬炼以后呢, 越多处呢, 就越显出纯金出来。
But after, through fire, this gold will seem more pure after many times of going into the hot fire.
所以在圣经里面有很多人物呢，表面看起来都不错的。
And therefore, in the Bible, there are many people from the outer appearance, it seems as if they're really great.
那经过呢试验以后呢，他就更为宝贵。
And after trials, you'll see how precious they become.
请看约伯记23章10节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 23.
约伯记23章10节。
Job, chapter 23, verse 10.
然而他知道我所行的路，他思念我之后，我必如金金。约伯是一个很完美的人。Job
is an almost perfect man.
这是当时呢认识他的人可以肯定的。And
it is through the people that he knew can justify this.
但是他的不完美呢，是有潜在性在他的内心。
But his imperfectness is within him.
所以他就遭遇到试炼。
And that's why he has been tested.
但是他知道说他要成为金金啊。
But he knows he will become gold.
所以人的信心，一个人的灵性呢，要成为金金，就能够呢在神面前是很宝贵。
And therefore, the spirituality of men today must become like gold, and therefore, in front of God, it will become very precious.
所以珍珠能够成为价值很高的珍珠呢，就是经过这个过程的。
And therefore, it's just for as the fine pearl, for a pearl to become very valuable, it must also go through this.
以色列民族是神的选民。
The people of Israelites are the chosen people of God.
既然是选民，也可以说呢，比其他的民族呢，更高尚。
And since they are the chosen people of God, and therefore compared to other tribes, they are more precious.
实际上呢，以色列民族也不见得比其他的民族更好。
But in reality, the Israelites doesn't seem as great as better than the other tribes.
所以以色列民族从埃及出来以后，在40年的旷野当中呢，所熬炼出来的，这些选民呢，就更显为宝贵。
But then through 40 years of traveling in the wilderness, the Israelites have gone through suffer, and therefore they become more precious.
所以我们信耶稣的人在这个世界的旷野里面呢，同样的，借着神的道理呢，造就各方面神美意的安排，能够养成一个很高贵的信徒。
And therefore, just like us today, the members of the church today, when we go through sufferings and through every time of sufferings, we'll become more precious.
创世纪里面的耶稣在我们眼中是一个很完美的人。
In the book of Genesis, Joseph, in our eyesight, seems to be such a perfect man.
心地宽大。
He has a generous heart.
但是呢，这个要经过很长的时间而 培养出来的。
But this has been developed because through a long period of time.
耶稣在17岁左右被他的亲兄弟出卖。
Joseph at age 17, he was sold by his own brothers and brothers.
那时候他非常痛苦。
At that time, he had really great hardship.
那时候他一直地提出为什么会这样。
He kept on asking and asking why.
那所谓为什么就是他的家人以外还有神啊。
And the reason why he asks this why is because of his family members and of God.
刚开始的时候他的痛苦呢真的很难去形容。
In the beginning, the pain and the sorrow he feels is really hard to describe.
也许他有一颗一直要报复这种心态。
Maybe he has a heart of revenge.
那他受伤以后呢他要痊愈呢不是一两天。
And after he has been hurt, you cannot just heal this pain in one or two days.
所以一个人心灵受伤呢，不是一两句道歉的话就可以痊愈起来，不可能的。
So when a person's heart has been harmed, you cannot just say sorry, and one or two days later, it will be healed. It is not possible.
他必须要经过长时间，好像这个棒受伤以后呢，经过长时间呢，才能够痊愈起来。
It is after a person is harmed or hurt. It's just like the clamp. After a certain period of time, then it could be healed.
但是当他痊愈以后呢，他就更为宝贵。
But after this person has been healed, it'll become more precious.
所以当耶稣受苦开始，一直到他呢有宽大的心态表现出来，已经经过22年。
And since the beginning, when Joseph was had faced sorrow.Until the end, it was 22 years already.
那时候他受伤的地方完全痊愈，经过22年。
And through 22 years, this wound that is in his heart has been healed.
如果呢，在几年前，他的哥哥们出现在他的眼前，可能会被他杀掉。
If it was prior to the 22 years, before this 22-year time,Probably when the brothers of Joseph show up at his door, he'll probably kill them.
所以耶稣能够成为一个很伟大的人物呢，就是呢，他先受伤。
The reason why Joseph can become such a great man is because he has faced suffering.
我们请看诗篇105篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 105.
诗篇105篇，请看
109
节。
Verse 19.
诗篇105篇19节。
Psalms 105, verse 19.
耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。神的话来试炼耶稣。
The words of God came to test Joseph.
那么神的话临到他的时候呢？耶稣是在他的家中。得到父亲的这种恩典很大的时候
And when the word of the Lord came upon him, this was at the time when it was Joseph was at home.
那么神告诉他做些事情啊，要应验呢，经过呢很多年。
And when Jesus Christ, when God told him this, and for this thing to become true, it must go through many years.
那当他受试炼的时候呢？他也许常常祷告，神啊，你为什么不听我的祷告？我们弟兄姐妹有时候也有这种经验。
And when he's being tempted, when he's being tested at this time, he often asks God in his prayer, asks him, why do you let me face this kind of trials?
但是他值得我们去认真认识的，就是他没有否认神。
And brothers and sisters may be like Joseph too, but the only difference is that Joseph at this time, he did not admit that God is his Lord.
神在他的心目中永远是对的。
And in his heart, he did not question him, and because in his heart, that God was always right.
这也是我们要学习的地方。
This is something that we also must learn from.
那么珍珠呢？他受伤以后呢？能够经过一段时间的熬炼呢？成为更宝贵。
And after this pearl has been harmed, after through sufferings and suffering, it will become more precious.
那么信徒也是一样的。
This is just like the members of the church.
我们请看启示录第二章，第七章，请看第七章十三节、十四节。
Revelations chapter 7.
启示录第七章十三节、十四节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用高雅衣裳洗白净了。这里记载有一些穿白衣的非常高贵的神的子民。
Here describes there are people that are dressed in white robes and they're very elegant, and these are people of God.
这些人呢，能够呢成为很高贵的、很圣洁的，是从大患难中出来的。
And these people who can become so elegant and so glorifying and holy is because they come out of great tribulation.
那么这个大患难呢？这是教会在末期以后才会遭遇到的。
And this great tribulation talked about here, the church will face it at the end of times.
但是在这之前呢，无论是个人、团体，多少少都会有一些患难。
But before this great tribulation comes, individuals will face the tribulation of their own.
所以这是一个圣洁的信徒呢，必须要经过的过程。
This is a holy member of Christ which must go through.
好像耶稣基督在世界上成为人主的时候所留下的一种榜样。
It is just like a role model where Jesus Christ has left for us.
那这种榜样呢，就是要我们呢，去看他，去学他。
This kind of role model is for us to imitate.
所以彼得在阐明耶稣基督受苦的时候呢，他就说这是一种榜样。
And therefore, when Peter was talking about the sufferings of Lord Jesus Christ, he told us that this is a role model.
那么我们信徒呢，就以耶稣的榜样呢，就能够呢提升我们的心灵，有感谢的心灵。
And therefore, we can have a heart of thanksgiving. It's because we imitate Jesus as a role model.
那么这个就会渐渐呢，我们的内心就有基督的形象能够形成出来。
And therefore, slowly, bit by bit, within our hearts, we'll have the image of God.
我们请看加拉太书第四章十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
我的小主啊，我为你们在受身残诸苦，主等到基督成形在你们心里。传道人保罗啊，他说啊，为了这个教会的信徒呢，受身残诸苦。
Peter told us here because he faces pains of childbirth for the church.
女人呢，在生产的这种痛苦是很难去形容的。
The pains of childbirth that women will face is really hard to describe.
那么当她呢得到她的宝贝的这个婴孩的时候。
But when this woman sees this wonderful precious child,
她得到很大的安慰。
It will have great comfort within her.
这些痛苦她呢不会去计较的。
And all of these pains, the woman will not even care.
所以我们要成为一个有基督的样式。
And therefore, we must be like the image of God.
有基督呢的这个形象在我们里面。
We must have this image of God within us.
有时候就好像受生产诸苦啊。
Sometimes it may be like facing through pains of childbirth.
那么这种苦呢有形的、无形的都有。
This childbirth pain may be visible or invisible.
那么另一方面呢，也就是说，为了神的国啊， 我们呢，做些选民，有时候呢，就要经历这些苦。
And because for the kingdom of God, the chosen people of God must go through this kind of suffering.
我们再看，帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第四节、第五节。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第四节、第五节。
Verse 4 to 5.
甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心。这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这国受苦的。教会受逼迫，主耶稣应该有义务来保护保守才对的。
When the Church of God faces persecution, God should be here to protect us.
但是从教会的历史让人了解，教会受到大逼迫是非常可怜的。
But as we know from the church history, when the church faces persecutions, it is a time of great suffering.
那么为什么主耶稣没有出面来阻挡保护呢？
Why did God not come down andto protect us from all this.
但是有很多信徒呢，他们了解这种情形。
But many of the members understand this kind of situation.
这里说是为了神国而受苦的。
Here it talks about we suffer for the kingdom of heaven.
所以有关珍珠能够成为宝贵，就是要先受伤受苦。
It is for like a fine pearl to become of great value and precious, it must go through sufferings.
那么珍珠的特色第二点呢，就是它非常的纯洁啊。
The second characteristics of this fine pearl is it's very holy and pure.
所以古代这些王公这些有钱的人就把它拿来做装饰品。
And therefore, in the past, kings and queens used this fine pearl to be as pendants.
那么教会在主耶稣的心目中呢？也是一个很高贵的，好像珍珠一样。
The true church in the heart of God is also very precious, just like a fine pearl.
那我们每一个信徒呢，也是一样的。
And same as every one of you today.
我们请看，哥林多后书十一章第二节、第三节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章第二节、第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 to 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我为你们气的恨恨，原是神那样的恨恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督，只怕你们的心后偏于邪，就失去那像基督所存存于清洁的心，就像所用诡诈诱惑笑话一样。保罗在这边提到我们每一个弟兄姐妹呢，好像新娘一样。
Here Paul talks about the brothers and sisters of the church is just like the bride.
那么耶稣基督呢就是新郎。
And the Christ is the groom, the husband.
那么我们要献给基督呢，必须要成为一个呢贞洁的。
And for us to be offered up to Christ, we must be pure.
所以将来主耶稣要引起我们到神的国、属灵的天国里面去。
And therefore, one day Jesus Christ will take us up into the heavenly kingdoms.
那么每一个人都要成为一个纯洁的信徒。
And every one of you will become a pure Christian.
那么在整个教会里面。
And within the whole church.
这个教会呢，也好像新娘子一样。
The church is also a representation of the bride.
就是要献给基督的。
It is something to be offered up to Christ.
我们再看以弗所书第五章二十六节、二十七节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十六节、二十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 to 27.
要用谁借着道？ 把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己。这个荣耀的教会毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。这里提到神的教会呢，是圣洁的教会。
Here it talks about the Church of Christ is the Holy Church.
要成为一个荣耀的教会。
To become a glorifying church.
没有瑕疵的教会。
To become a church without any blemish.
那这个教会就是我们弟兄姐妹的一个团体呀。
And this church is an organization of brothers and sisters.
那么保罗在这边阐明呢，这个夫妻的道理。
Here Paul talks about the rules of husbands and wives.
那么夫妻呢，是一体的。
And this teaching tells us that husbands and wives should be of one body.
那么妻子在丈夫的心目中，
the husband should be perfect also.
那教会在基督的心目中是完美的。
And within the church of God, within the heart of God, the church seems perfect.
所以每个弟兄姐妹呢，在主耶稣的面前，就是要成为完美的。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, when we present ourselves in front of Christ, we must be perfect also.
我们再看诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 16.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇十六篇第三节。
Psalms chapter 16, verse 3.
论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。世界上的人，能够成为圣民，就是神所拣选的这些人。
If you can become the saints, then therefore you are chosen by God.
这些人是神所喜悦的。
And these people are and these saints are people that God likes.
所以在神的心目中呢，又美又善。
Within the heart of God, these people are glorious and they are wonderful.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，提到这个珍珠呢，就是这么完美的。
And in the parable, when Jesus talks about the fine pearl, it is just like the fine pearl, very perfect.
所以商人才肯付出很大的代价把它买来。
And therefore, the merchant is willing to pay a high price to buy this pearl.
那么珍珠呢，第三个特色。
And the third characteristics of this fine pearl is
它本身是柔软的，不是很硬的。
Is that in the beginning, this fine pearl used to be soft, not hard.
在珠宝里面呢，像钻石，这个是非常硬的。
Within when you put it together with a jewelry, this pearl becomes very hard.
但是呢，珍珠就不一样啊，它是柔软的。
Other jewelries are seem to be very hard, but this pearl is actually very soft.
那么也就是说呢，主耶稣本身也是好像呢很高贵的珍珠一样。
And this is just like Jesus Christ, who is just like this elegant fine pearl.
他就是这种温柔谦卑的样子。
He has this humbleness within him.
这也是我们要追求的一种美德啊。
This is something, a virtue that we must pursue after.
我们请看马太福音十一章二十九节。
Let's turn to book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就你们心里就必得享安息。主耶稣的心里柔和又谦卑。
The heart of Jesus Christ is gentle and humble.
这个不是呢，他用嘴巴讲的。
This is not something that he says through words.
他在当时的犹太社会里面，他所接触到的人都能够肯定他是温柔的。
And through the society of the Jews at that time, everyone who has contact with him can justify this and know that he is gentle and humble.
也可以肯定他是一个谦卑的。
And they can also, they're sure that he is also very humble.
好像珍珠啊，它的本质就是很柔软的。
It's just like the fine pearl, it's actually very soft.
所以主耶稣呢，他是一个有温柔心的人。
And therefore, Jesus Christ has a heart of gentleness.
我们再同看马太福音十二章。
Let's continue to read on to Matthew chapter 12.
20节。
Verse 20.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭，主等他施行公义，叫公义得胜。主耶稣在这边提到说，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
Here Jesus Christ talks about a bruised reed he will not break.
芦苇本身就很脆弱的。
Reed is also is very fragile.
那它压伤了。
And now that the reed has been bruised,
一个温柔的人发现不会把它折断的。
A gentle person will discover this reed and will not break it.
灯火本来就这个火光就很小。
And the smoldering wick has a very weak lighting.
尤其呢油快要耗光了，快要被熄灭之前呢，这个火光更小。
Especially when the oil in this lantern has been almost used up, this wick, the fire that comes out from this wick is very dim.
那江山的灯火呢，它不把它吹灭。
And here says smoldering wick he will not snuff off.
如果不是很细心很温柔的人呢不会这么做的。
If it's not someone who is very gentle, this will not be done.
那么主耶稣在犹太受会呢，就是爱惜这些苦连人，好像要熄灭的灯火，好像受伤的芦苇一样。
And in the society of Jews, Jesus Christ especially loved these people of lower class, these people that are bruised reeds and smoldering wick.
那么既然我们要成为高贵的珍珠呢，当然呢这个珍珠的这种本质呢，也是我们要追求的美德啊。
And to become like this fine pearl, the characteristics are something that we must pursue after.
所以我们在言语这个行动方面呢，能够追求这一方面的美德啊。
If through our words and our actions, we can pursue after this kind of virtue.
有的人一出口呢言语上就很尖锐那有的呢就很温柔，就不一样的。
The words that people say out of their mouth may be very mean or may be very gentle.
这个有时候跟人的个性，也是跟人或生所追求的也有关系的。
This sometimes have to do with the characteristics and personality of the person, or what they want to pursue after.
那人的个性呢？这个是本来就这样，但是或生的追求呢，更重要。
A characteristics of a person may be have already been stated, but what they pursue after their life.Which other meaning is that through learning, people can learn and improve.
提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第二章25节、26节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse.
提摩太后书第二章25节、26节。
2 Timothy chapter 25, verse 26.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们做已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。这里在教导我们，在这个教会能够多得一些人呐。
And therefore, this teaching tells us here that.We will,
得到更多的人。
We will gain more people.
尤其信心软弱被撒旦攻击的人。
We will gain these people who have a weak faith and has been met with Satan.
那这里提到温柔呢，是一种很大的能力啊。
And therefore, here it tells us gentleness is a very great power.
可以呢促进一个人来跟神更亲近。
And it will become go into a person to lead them closer to God.
可以呢，从这个撒旦的边缘把他呢带回来。
Can it, and this person can escape from the trap of the devil.
所以二十四节就提到呢，主的仆人呢没有见证，是温温和和的带众人。
Therefore, in verse 24, it tells us, and the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone.
这就是我们要学习主耶稣的榜样。
This is something that we must learn from Jesus as a role model.
所以教会有很多的这些软弱呢，就是用这种方法。
And in the church, there may be many weaknesses, but we can use these ways.
我们再看加拉太书第六章第一节。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第六章第一节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 1.
弟兄们，若有偶然被过犯所胜的，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。在一个团体里面呢，有些人呢非常软弱的。
Within a group, there are certain people who are very weak.
这里说人的过患呢，有时候呢是在软弱当中就表现出来。
Here tells us that the persons and deeds of people, the weaknesses that they have, will be shown through a certain kind of problem.
但是教会呢，不是用责备审判的态度，是用恩柔爱心来挽回他。
But in the church, we do not use harsh words to persecute them, but instead we restore them with gentleness.
就会产生很大的效果。
And therefore, we'll have a great achievement.
我们再看罗马书十四章第一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书十四章第一节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 1.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事情。信心软弱的这种程度很难去分析。
It is hard to determine the weaknesses of people's faith.
但一般人呢比较不容易接纳。
Normal people are not willing to accept them.
就是因为呢要阐明他对的，对方不对的，所以往往会提这个疑惑的事情来讨论。
And it is because you need to pass down judgments to dispute matters such as who is right and who is wrong.
所以在讨论辩论的时候呢，这个会造成反效果啊。
And during the time of judgment,People start to quarrel, and this will bring a bad effect on it.
但是有的人他就是不辩论，他就是用接纳的，反而造成很好的效果。
And there are other people that do not quarrel or judge others, instead they accept them as they are, and this will have a great way of acceptance.
所以主耶稣在讲这些比喻，就是我们在经营教会有很多的方法呢，可以去善用他的比喻里面。
And this is why Jesus Christ talks about a lot about the parables, so that in the church we can understand how to establish our church.
那么教会呢，就会让我们来经营都非常的成功啊，发展。
And therefore, the church will be established upon this very successful.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，他所留下来给我们要学习的非常多啊。
And within this parable that Jesus Christ has told us, what he has left behind for us to learn, there are many.
我们再看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
第七节。
Verse 7.
罗马书十五章第七节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 7.
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。彼此接纳是不容易的事情。
To accept one another is something that is not very easy to do.
尤其心灵受伤害的人呢，要他去接纳很困难。
Especially for those people who have been hurt in their heart, to accept the other person is something very hard to do.
但是想到基督呢，他接纳我们。
But when you think about when Lord Jesus Christ accepts us,
就让我们呢，从这一方面呢，去努力，去学习。
And therefore, we must strive to improve at this area.
所以夫妻之间、兄弟姐妹之间，或者是教会里面这个团体，彼此接纳很重要的。
Whether between husbands and wives, brothers and sisters in the church, in this organization, in this group, this is something very important to accept one another.
这个能够呢促进教会发展。
This will let the church start to grow.
所以主耶稣在讲这个商人跟珍珠这个比喻的时候。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ talks about this parable of the merchant and the fine pearls,
他没有一直的强调只有珍珠的价值。
He did not only emphasize on the value of the fine pearls.
当然，这个比喻里面呢，也提到这个做买卖的人的用心呐。
This parable also talked about this heart that this merchant that has put in to buy this pearl.
因为呢，他要去寻找啊一颗非常高贵的珍珠啊。
Because this merchant needs to look and to find this very fine pearl.
要会他的心思啊。
This causes him his mind and soul.
还要呢，他付出的啊这种精神。
And also this effort that he gives.
还要呢、啊、要有鉴赏力，还有呢，要用他美好的方法。
And also he uses his great ways and uses great value.
还要他有胆量去变卖他一切所有的，来买这一颗有价值的珍珠。
And this merchant also needs to have this great courage to sell off everything he has to buy this fine pearl.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，我们呢还要扮演的就是一个商人。
And in this parable, Jesus Christ tells us we also must play the role of this merchant.
那么有关商人这部分呢，我们下午再来来讲。
And I'll talk about the role of the merchant in the afternoon.
那么早上就讲珍珠这一方面。
And in the morning, we'll talk about this fine pearl.